Hi, so sadly, bad news. I wanted to record an audio today and it would be my last of 2021, but I am growing more congested as the day continues and you do not want to hear me make an audio sounding like this. And I also sadly do not have a lot of privacy, so we shall have to wait for the year 2022 for me to moan into a microphone again. But I also just quickly wanted to make this to kind of go over what I want to try and achieve with my content come the new year. And if you guys have any suggestions or thoughts or scripts you want me to fill, you're free to drop them in the comments. You're free to tag me in scripts that you want me to do. I'll take a look at them. But yeah. So when it comes to my content, like I just said, I will resume in 2022. And some stuff that I have in the works is a collaboration. It is just an idea currently because I wanted to write something with healthy polyamory and someone offered up his voice. So I still need to write a script for that and everything. I have not had the time recently, unfortunately, but that's something you can look forward to. There's also a bunch of scripts that I want to fill. A lot of them are kind of medieval fantasy-y that I've had. Some I've had saved for like almost 2 years at this point, and I really still want to do them. So those are some you can look forward to. There's also a Fire Emblem themed audio that I'm very excited to do. And furthermore, I've also very loosely been playing with the idea of maybe starting a Patreon. But that won't be for anytime soon because I promised myself that if I'm going to start a Patreon, I will not do it unless I hit 500 followers, and I'm currently a hair away from 400. But yeah, I'm still not sure. I do know that if I start a Patreon, it's just going to be like a one-tier flat fee for like all the content, because I know how frustrating it can be to have a creator you really enjoy and look at their Patreon and so much stuff is hidden behind the very high tiers and you're like, oh, I can only afford like $5 a month. So it sucks. I'll still support them, but you know, you wish you got more. So I have made the promise to myself that it's just going to be a very cheap one tier kind of thing. Not because I undervalue myself, but it's because I don't expect this to become my job, and to make money off it is a fun little extra. But I also don't want to feel like people need to pay me a shit ton of money for my content. Yeah, that's the thing I've been playing with. Furthermore, I do want to also focus more on female for female content because I noticed that I have a lot more fun with that because, of course, it's something that I'm actually... Well, that sounds mean, but it's something that I'm actually more into than F4M content. So that's something that I'll be focusing on more. And I hopefully, in the start of the new year, if I'm lucky, because apartment hunting is an actual fucking nightmare, I'll be able to move out on my own, and that means I will have more, like, privacy, which means more content. So hopefully that is something I can achieve. Hopefully, fingers crossed, because I've been disappointed so many times with apartments that I loved, and then it's like, sorry, we picked someone else. Ah, frustrating. Anyway, I'm going to run this off real quick. I could have done this in a text post, but I prefer just using my voice to think why you're all here. Also, sorry if you hear, like, my rings. I wear a lot of jewelry just casually. You probably already in audios have heard my necklace jingling and shit like that. So sorry for if those noises bother you. But anyway, I'm going to round it off here. And furthermore, I wish anyone who celebrates Christmas and Merry Christmas. I know Hanukkah already passed, but Happy Hanukkah. And I don't know when Kwanzaa is specifically, but, you know, whatever. Just Happy Holidays to everyone and a very wonderful 2022. Mwah.